very well, Rabbeinu. It's coming in very well.
Let's, Bez Hashem Beli Neder, let's finish us together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Avi Mori, Harav David C. Ben Harav Yosef. We are on the very bottom of Chaf and Beis. Today's daf is Chaf Aleph. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ada, Lo Hutru Pasi Biros, Ela Lo'ole Regalim Bilvad. The whole institution of Pasi Biros was only made for those people who were Ola Regel, and they needed to be able to feed their animals drink. They needed to be able to have their animals drink on the way up to the Beis HaMikdash. Asked the Gemara, V'atanya lo hutra pasi biros ela legabi behema bilvad. Sounds like any animal, anytime, anywhere. Answers the Gemara, no, my behema, behemas oli regalim. When it says behema, it means the behema of oli regalim. Aval adam. Sounds like it's only permissible for a behema. Aval adam, I mentioned this in yesterday's shir. Aval adam mitapes v'ola, mitapes v'yorid. It's interesting. Gemara should have said mitapes v'yorid, then mitapes v'ola. But apparently, the Mefarshim point out, the Gemara always talks this way. Mitapes v'ola, mitapes v'yorid. He's got to climb down and climb down, drink, and then climb up. He's not allowed to use this leniency of pasi b'yoros. He asked the Gemara, really? Amy, is this really so? Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Lo Hutru Pasi Biros El Lebe'er Mayim Chayim Bilvad. It's only mutter for a Be'er Mayim Chayim, for a natural spring water, according to Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Ve'ila Behema, and if it's for a Behema, Mali Chayim, Mali Mechunasim. If it's for an animal, what's the difference if it's spring water or it's rainwater? The animal, the rainwater gathered in a bar. Why does the animal care? A human being, you could say, he cares. He wants to have a very clean kind of a water. But the animal doesn't make a difference what kind of water it is. Answer the Gemara, even though it's really only for animals, be'inan mide dechazi la'adam. That opinion holds, it's only by chashiva water that they made this takana, even though it's really only for animals, but it's got to be something that's ro'i for human consumption. Chashiva water. Says the Gemara, gufa. Lo hotra pasibios ela behemim bilvat, aval adam tapis alam tapis v'yorid. Vim hayu rechavin. If the well was so wide that it would be impossible for a person to climb down. The Gemara is assuming that how would a man climb down? You got to put your feet and your arms on the two sides of the bar. So it's got to be, I don't know, an amma wide, an amma and a half. But if, let's say, the well was like 10 ammas wide or 6 ammas wide, you're not going to be able to climb down. Vim hayu rechavin. I feel adam nami. If it was too wide for a person to get down, then even an adam would be able to use the takana and extend a pail down there and put the water in. I feel adam nami. Even an adam also would be able to use the pasi biros. V'lo yamali adam mayim v'yitin lifnei behemto. A person should not fill up the bowl of water and then place the bowl in front of his animal and hold on to the kli, because we're afraid he's going to carry the kli. Avol mamalehu v'shofech lifnei. We had this before. Avol mamalehu v'shofech lifnei behema v'shosem eilev. But you are allowed to fill up the kli and pour the water in front of the animal, and the animal drinks on its own. Asks the Gemara, Maskifla Ravanan Imkein, Maho Ilupasi Biros. Well, wait a second. If that's true, you're not even allowed to put the kli in front of the animals. So what does the whole institution really, really work for? Like, why not? Well, why can't you take it out? Mar says, Maho Ilu Lamalos Mehan. No, you're allowed to fill up the pail and then pour the water out in front of the animal. You're just not allowed to feed the animal from the kli. No, that's not what I meant to ask. Ella ma hoil rosha veruba shel para. For what reason do you have to have rosha veruba of the animal inside? If you're not holding on to the kli, so obviously you don't need rosha veruba. And because you know there's no carrying issue. And if you are holding on to the kli, you're not allowed to feed it at all, we just said. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Hachem Mayaskinon, Be'evos. The Gemara comes back to the same answer that we said before on the last daf. When the Brisa says that you're not allowed to hold on to the kli, it's only a very specific type of case. Usually it's no problem. You could take the water out and feed the animal in a kli. There's no problem whatsoever. Amar Abaye, Hachem Mayaskinon. What case are we talking about in the Brisa? We're not talking about, in general, about an animal standing in Rishus HaRabim and Rosh HaVeruba is Bein HaPasim. We're talking about an animal that's standing in the house or in a barn, and the head of the animal is sticking outside the barn, and the trough, Be'evos HaOmi Rishus HaRabim Gavoh Asar Rochav Abba. The trough is a Rishus HaYachid, sticking out from the house, sticking into the Rishus HaRabim. And that's the place where the owner would place usually the hay for the animal to eat. And it would stick its head out and eat. Virosho nichnas lebein apasin. And this trough sticks into, it goes through Rishus HaRabim. And it's the mamish, the same case we had yesterday. The trough goes from the Rishus HaYachid. The trough itself is a Rishus HaYachid, and it goes from the Rishus HaYachid. It's sticking out into Rishus HaRabim, and it goes into the area of Pasi Biros. That's the case where you have to be careful. Rosh HaNichlas Lebein HaPasim. Because we're afraid, right? We said yesterday, we're afraid he's going to find it's broken, and he's going to fix it and put the kli down, and then he's going to end up carrying the kli from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYachid. And the Bryce is coming to teach us that in such a case, you should not fill up water from the bar and lift the kli over the trough and walk through the Rishus HaRabim and then take the kli from on top of the trough to place it in front of the animal. You shouldn't do that, even though usually you're allowed to stand in Rishus HaRabim and carry something over Rishus HaYachid. Here, we're afraid maybe you'll come to fix it and put the kli down, and then you're going to carry the kli from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYachid, like we said before. Fine. Now we're going to discuss the situation of Borgenin. What's Borgenin? So we know there is a halach of Tchum Shabbos. Tchum Shabbos means that you're not allowed to carry 2,000 amas outside the city. The question is, how do you measure the outside of the city? Where does the city end? So the Gemara discusses the situation of Borgenin. Let's have these bungalows. These types of like small little houses. They were usually like not really meant to live in. They were like houses for people to watch the fields. They were out like outside the field. They had these little bungalows that people would live in them to watch the fields to make sure robbers wouldn't take the food. Or they would watch the city. There would be like little guard houses on the outside of the city so bandits shouldn't come into the city. So the question is these like little sukkahs. They were like Borgenin. So if those Borgenin were within 70 amos outside the city, then they were considered part of the city and you would measure the 2,000 amos from the outside of the Borgenin. However, if the Borgenin were more than 75 amos outside the city, even though they were in 2,000 amos, but they're not considered to be real living houses, and therefore you would not measure from them. Only if they were within 70 amos outside the city, 70 and a little bit, says the Gemara. Now, Amar Rabbi Yirmi bar Amar Rav, Ein Borgenin Bebavel. In Bavel, Borgenin would not be counted as part of the city to be able to count the 2,000 amos from outside the Borgenin. Ein Borgenin Bebavel, velo pase biros b'chutz la'aretz. And the whole din of pase biros would only apply in Eretz Yisrael, would not apply in Chutz La'aretz. And Rav Yirmiyah explains why. Borgenin bebavel lo dishchiche bidke. Because in Bavel there was a lot of floods. There was a lot of flooding. And they would destroy the Borgenin very easily. Like the tents that we daven in. So, you know, whenever there's a wind, so a heavy wind, or it blows down. So because it blows down so easily, it would get swept away by the flood so easily, it was not considered to be a chashiva dwelling, and therefore it doesn't count for the 2,000 amos in Babel. That in Chutz La'aretz, you did not have so many yeshivas. In Bavel, you did, but everywhere else in Chutz La'aretz, you didn't have yeshivas, so you didn't have Talmidim going from city to city to learn Torah. And therefore, they only permitted Pasei Biros for Oli Regalim, people who are on the way to do a mitzvah. So it sounds like in Bavel, Pasei Biros was okay because they had yeshivas in Bavel. So even though it wasn't for Oli Regalim, but you had people traveling from city to city to learn Torah, there were yeshivas. So Pasei Biros was permitted in Bavel, but everywhere else in Chutz La'aretz, the lo shchichim misifta, so Pasei Biros was not okay. Avol ipcha avdinan. But the opposite would be good, that there is a heter of Pasei Biros in Bavel because he had a lot of yeshivas in Bavel. And Borgenin in Chutz La'aretz was mitzdarif because there wasn't so much flooding. Bavel had so much flooding, but everywhere else didn't have it. Ikada Amrei, some said it slightly differently. Amar v'yemir ba'ava, Amar Rav, ein Borgenin u'Pasei Biros, lo b'Bavel v'lo b'Chutz La'aretz. That no, the whole institution of Borgenin and Pasei Biros is not in Bavel and not in everywhere else in Chutz La'aretz. Borgenin b'Bavel lo d'shchiche bidke. So there were no Borgenin in Bavel because there was flooding. B'Chutz La'aretz namilo d'shchiche ganave. People would steal the Borgenin. Again, they weren't so chashiv. Pasei Biros b'Bavelo d'shchiche maya. In Bavel, there was no heter of Pasei Biros because he had plenty of water there. There was plenty of water. People didn't need to stop with their animals. In the Rishus HaRabim, there was tons of water. And the Chutz La'aretz also, even though there wasn't so much water, but you didn't have yeshivas. So Rav Chista said to Mari Bereid Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba, right? It was Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba who taught this last halacha. These last couple of halachas are two versions of Rabbi Yirmiya Abba. Now, Rav Chista said to Mari Berei de Rav Huna, the grandson, right? Mari Berei de Rav Huna, Berei de Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba. So Rav Chista said to Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba's grandson, I heard about you that you travel from Barnish to a place called Beis Knesset Shel Daniel. It's the Mefarshim say it was a shul. There was a place in Bavel that Daniel used to daven there. Like the Pasuk says in Daniel, that he used to daven there. And they were they had windows open up to the attic, Keneged Yerushalayim, three times a day. Daniel would go in there and daven. So I heard that you travel from a place called Barnish to Daniel's shul on Shabbos, which is a three parsa trip. So it's outside the Tchum. Amai Samchisu Abor. So what are you relying on to take such a long trip? Aborganin. What, you tell me because all along the way you had these like little sukkahs, so you're considering it that you never left the Tchum? But what about what Yezedi said? What about Yezedi? Ha'amar avur da'avuch, but your father's father, Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba said, Mishmei D'Rav, ain Borgenin b'Bavel. That the whole institution of Borgenin doesn't apply to Bavel because the rains would come and destroy them very easily. They weren't a chashiva structure. You can't include it as part of the Tchum. Nafak, v'achvile hanu misavsa demibalon b'shivim ama v'shirayim. So Mari Bereid Rav Huna said, Rav Chista, follow me, let me show you. And he showed him destroyed cities between Barnish and the shul that were included in the 70 Amos of Shiraim. It was included in the 70 Amos, And you had, even though those cities were burnt out, there were still some walls. There were still some walls of the homes in these burnt out cities. And they still are considered to be in the Tchum. So that's why they were still considered to be in the Tchum. The Gemara is going to explain later on, Adaf Nun Hey, these types of churvas are still considered to be part of the city. Since once upon a time, this is where the end of the city was, even though now it happens to be technically nobody lives there, but if the structure of the house is still there, that's still considered to be part of the city, and that's how they were able to walk between the two cities. Amar of Chista, Darish Mari Barmar. Mari Barmar darshined the following drushes. My dechsev l'chol tichla ra'isi kates rechava mitzvah schama'od. Everything has an end except for your mitzvos, which is the Torah that has no end. Davar zeh Amaro David velo pirsho, Amaro Io velo pirsho, Amaro Yechesk velo pirsho, Ajba Zachariah ben Ido upirsho. The Torah is vast. The Torah is unending. The Torah has no end. So exactly how large Torah is, David HaMelech talked about how large it is, but he didn't exactly explain exactly how large it is. They all just said it's so large. Your mitzvahs are so broad or so wide-ranging, the Torah is like an ocean, it doesn't end. So David said this and didn't explain how big it is. Eov said and didn't say how big. Yecheskel said this, didn't explain how big, until Zechariah Tak explained exactly how big the Torah is, how large the Torah is. Says the Gemara, Amaro David velo pirsho dechsev lachol this pasuk lachol tichla reisi kates. I saw the end of everything, but rechava mitzvascha ma'od. But mitzvascha, I could not find the end. Amaro iyev velo pirsho dechsev pasuk in iyev about Torah. It says aruka me'aretz mida. Its measurement is longer than all of the land. Urechava mineyam. And it's broader than all of the oceans. But he didn't explain exactly how big it is. Amar Yecheskel v'lo pirsho dechsev. Pasuk in Yecheskel. Yecheskel saw a parchment of the Torah Shebaal Peh in a dream or in a prophecy. Vayifros osa lefanai v'hi ksuva panim v'achar. This Megillah was written on front and back. V'chosev le'a kinim v'haga v'hi. On it was written, Kinim Haga Vihi. But he didn't explain how big. It says, well, what's Kinim Haga Vihi? Kinim Zu Poronusen Shel Tzadikim Ba'olam Hazeh. So, Kinim is a reference to punishment that the Tzadikim get in this world so that they should have a great life in the next world. V'cheinu Omer, Kina Hi V'konenuha. Like kinnis on Tisha B'Av. So, cry for the punishment on Mitzrayim that the Navi saw. So you see, kinim refers to punishment. V'haga zu matan scharen shel tzadikim lasid lavo. And he saw in this klaf that the tzadikim are going to get great reward in the future, because haga means simcha. V'cheinu Omer, alai alehi gayon b'chinar. Right, Mizmor Shel Yom Shabbos, Tov lo dos l'Hashem, l'zamer l'shimcha elyon, l'hagid b'bok hastechem, alai asar, alai navel, play the harp and the lyre, alehi gayon b'chinar. Wow, what do you see from this? I was thinking that the Navi saw that there were joyous things written on this. How do you express joy? Through music. Music is the way the Navi talks about expressing joy, because it says over here, Haga, Higayon Bechinar, that's the reward for the Tzadikim Lasid Lavo. How is the reward for the Zeglas level presented? It's presented in the language of music. Alei Gayon Bechinar. It's interesting that music is viewed to be something that brings Simcha. Vahi Zui Peronusan Sharishayim La'asid Lavo. So Vahi, that's the punishment of the Rishayim in the future. Vechenu Omer, Hova Al Hova Tavo. Punishment after punishment will come. This is Yecheskel Navi's prophesying about the punishment that's going to happen. He's actually prophesying punishment for Klal Yisrael, but in the other pasuk, it's referring to that's Yecheskel Zion. But the first pasuk is Vakasav Alavahi, means the punishment of the Rishayim La'asid Lavo. Now, Ad Sheba Zechariah ben Ido Pirsho. Finally, Zechariah explained to us how big exactly Torah is. Dechsev, Vayomer Elai Ma Taroe, Vaomar Ani Roa Megillah Afa. I see. This is a Navi in Zechariah. He's also prophesied about the Megillah. He saw Vayomer Elai Ma Taroe, Vaomar Ani Roa Megillah Afa Arka Esrim Ba'ama. V'rachba eser ba'ama. It's 20 amos long. This Megillah is 20 amos long and 10 amos wide. Now, it was apparently a doubled over. It was a folded over Megillah. And this is the Amma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we'll see in a minute how large the Ammas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu were. V'chi pashtadat le'av le'esen be'esen. Now, that was folded over. It was 20 by 10. So if you unfolded, it would be 20 by 20. Uksiv, and this Yecheskel saw the same Megillah as Zechariah saw. Hiksuva panavacha. We know it was written on both sides. V'chi kalaftala, and if you were to erase or peel off the writing on one side and place it on the other, kama havala arboim be'esrim, will be 40 by 20 of Hashem's Amos. Now, how large are Hashem's Amos? Uksiv, Mimadad b'shalom mayim v'shamayim bazeres tikein. The size of the earth is the size of this world is a zeres. A zeres is a half an amma by a half an amma. So the whole world is a half an amma of a half an amma by Hashem's amos. That's the size of the world. And this scroll of Torah is 40 by 20 of Hashem's Amos. So now you want to know exactly how large Torah is. Torah is, let's figure it out, a half an amma. The world is a half an amma by a half an amma, and the Torah is 40 amos by 20 amos. So Zechariah finally taught us exactly how big it is. It's the world times 80 on one direction, so it's 80 by 40. Of the world. So if the world is a half an amma by half an amma, so the Torah is 80 by 40 of those amos. Unbelievable. So kol olam kulo. So it turns out you do the math, which I didn't do, of course. Nimtza kol olam kulo echad mishloshes alafim u'masayim batorah. The world is 1/3200th of the size of Torah. You do the math. I said 80 times 40, right? I got it right. Okay. So the world is 1/3200th the size of the Torah. So finally, someone told us exactly how large the Torah is. Anyway, the point is, the Torah is very, very, very vast. I'm sure I shared with you once, I heard from Rabbi Mansour once, he explained about discussing Rechava Mina Yam. Why do they use the mashal of the ocean to explain how large the Torah is? He says, let's say you would bring 1,000 fire trucks and they'd start pumping water from by Atlantic Beach, from the ocean, pumping water, and they'd pump for a year all the water. Would it make a dent in the ocean? It would not make a dent in the water of the ocean all year long. Wouldn't make a dent. That's the way Torah is. The Torah is, so that's the description of how vast it is. It keeps on going. You never finished learning. There's always something new to learn. Always something new to learn. Okay, V'amar Rav Chista, even after you finish 7.5 years in the Daf Yomi, then you could learn Daf Yomi Be'in. That's Daf Yomi without any Mefarshim. Then you could learn It's vast. You can learn your whole life. You make a dent. You make a little dent in it. V'am Rav Chista. Darish Mari Bar Mar Mai Dichsiv. V'hine Shnei Duda'ei Te'enim Mu'adim L'fnei Heichal Hashem. Pasuk in Yom Yo'. Hashem shows him two clusters of figs. Mu'adim L'fnei Heichal Hashem. This is after the gullus of Nebuchadnezzar of Yechonya ben Yoyakim, and the Cheresh and the Masker, the Tamidi Chachamim, and he brought him to Bavel. Hadud. Hadud. Echad te'enim tovos ma'od. Kite'ene. Kitaini habakuros vahadud echad te'enim ros mode, ashelo se'achalena meiroa. So after the gullus of Yechonya with the Talmidei Chachamim, Yirmiyahu saw two bowls, copper bowls filled with figs, in front of the Beis Hamikdash. One of them had beautiful, ripe, wonderful, delicious figs. And one of them had figs that were very, very bad. Very bad tasting. Te'enim atovos, elu tzadikim gemurim. Te'enim aros, elu rishoim gemurim. V'shem atomar, ovad sivra muvatal sikuyam. That there's no hope for the rishoim, tam lomar. Hadudoim nasnu reach. Both bowls filled with figs, both of them have potential for a sweet smell. Elu ve'elu asim she'itnu reach. That in the future, even the bad smelling, even the rishayim, are going to be able to be smelling sweetly. Once the Gemara is on this pasuk, the Gemara tries to tell you a different drasha from this. Darash Rava, ma'idik sevadu doyim nasnu reach. Elu bachura yisrael shalotamu tam chet. This is a reference to the young men of the Jewish people who haven't yet done any sins, meaning they stayed away from women. They stayed away from women. So they have a pleasant smell because they haven't thought about any sin. The young Jews, we keep them away from the women when they're young. Because when you sin, you lose your sweet smell. These are the Jewish women that tell their husbands when they're in nida, so the husband should stay away from them. It's one pshat. That they don't have any relations with anyone else except for their husband. They don't do anything. They're only together with their husbands. What's the new and the old? So chadashim are the new gzeros that the chachamim make in every generation. Yishanim are the original doraisas. All of these I watched and kept all of these. Amar Knesset Yofnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribon Shalom. Harbi gzeros gazarti al atzmi yosem imasha gazarta alai v'kiyamtim. I kept myself. Oh, like for instance, when it comes to Nida, right? So we know Chazal say, Benos Yisrael, Hichmir al atzma, that even if they see tipas dam kechard, even if they see a little tiny speck of blood, so they sit shiva nikiyim. Even though it depends, you don't always have to sit shiva nikiyim. So this is an example of where we accepted upon ourselves extra gzeiros to make sure that we don't violate the halachos. Amalei Rav Chista lahu midrabbanan dahavakoi misader agadato kamei. Mishmielach, have you heard about the pasuk Chadashim Gam Yishanim Mahu? What's the pasuk referring to? Amalei, Elu Mitzvos Kalos VeElu Mitzvos Chamuros. The Chadashim are the new mitzvos. The old ones are the Yishanim are the Mitzvos Chamuros. Amalei V'Chitora Pa'amim Pa'amim Nitna. What do you mean? You have old mitzvos and new mitzvos? They were all given at the same time. Says the Gemara, Ella. Halalu midivrei Torah, halalu midivrei Sofrim. No, the Yeshanos are the divrei Torah, And the chadashos are the dinim drabanan. We keep them both. We keep them both. Chadashim gam yishanim dodi tzafanti lach. We say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we keep the Daraisas and we keep the Darabanans. We keep both of them the same way. Darash Rava Maidichsev Yosem Mehema Bnei Zarasos Sfarim Harbe V'Gomer. That you should Pasuk in Koheles, right? The same area, right? Direi Chachamim, right? It's all these Pasukim in Koheles. Beforehand, yeah, there was from Shir HaShirim, and now this Pasuk is in Koheles. Yosem Mehema Bnei Zarasos Sfarim Harbe. You should have a lot of Sfarim, make a lot of Sfarim. And right before that, it said, "Divrei chachamim kidarvonos ukmasmiros netuim." Baalei asubos nitnim meroa echad. It's talking about divrei Torah that were given by Moshe Rabbeinu. But there's a lot of machloksin about them, right? Divrei chachamim kidarvonos ukmasmiros netuim baalei asubos. They were all given by one shepherd, Moshe Rabbeinu, even though there's a lot of different opinions. So then it says, "Asos svarim harbe." So says the Gemara, what does this mean? Bini, hizar b'divrei sofrim, be very, very careful about the words of the chachamim. Yoser midivrei Torah. Wow. You got to be even more careful about the darabanans than about the daraisas. Sounds a little counterintuitive. Now here, so here when he's talking about divrei sofrim, the Pashto, so there's a dispute about what this means. But the Marsha says, we're not actually talking about pure Darabanans. We're talking about halachas that the Rabbanan learned out using the Yud Gimel Midos. Right. Both things, Dairais is learned out from the Yud Gimel Midos and the Dinim Darabanan. So says the Marsha. Divrei Sofer means, sometimes it means drushas of Chazal, and sometimes it means the Gzeros. So here, the Mepharshim say here that we're talking about the drushas of, that they're talking about the drushas of Chazal. Oh, so you have to be careful. Right, so the Gemara is saying, Hizar b'divrei Sofrim, Yoser midivrei Torah. Why? Shadivrei Torah yesh bahen asay velos asay. V'divrei sofrim kala over al divrei sofrim chayiv misa. Like the pasuk says, poritz gedo yishchenu nachash. So again, the Marsha writes, we're not talking about dinim drabanan here. We're talking about Torah shebal peh gedor. Hold on 1 second. Even Torah Shebal Peh is Ikerhu. So says Rashi. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, even Torah Shebal Peh, Rashi understands this to be referring to Torah Shebal Peh. Because even Torah Shebal Peh is important. Even though the Gemara implies that it's coming to say that Torah Shebal Peh is more Chomer, doesn't mean that the whole Torah Shebal Peh is more Chomer than Torah Shebal Ksav. It means the Torah Shebal Peh, which is a protection of the Isurei Misa, is more chomer than the Torah Shebichsav, as far as Asay and Los Asay, which don't have any Misa. Right? Some of the Torah Shebal Peh, which is there to protect it. So that's even more serious. That's a question how to read this. What is this referring to? Does this mean every Darabanan is more serious than all the Daraisas? Or no, it means that the Midos Shatan Reshen that are there to protect the Daraisas, those are more serious. That's a question, what this means exactly. Shema Tomar, im yesh bahen mamish mipnei malo nichtavu. So wait a second, if you tell me these things are so important, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu write these things in the Torah? Whether it's talking about the Rabbanans or it's talking about the Midos, the Doraises that were learned out from the Yud Gimel Midos, why didn't Hashem write them explicitly in the Torah? Because now you have a lot of machloksin about this. Because it's not written explicitly. So that's why the pasuk says, Amar Kro, Aso Sfarim Harbe Ein Kates. You can't write everything. It's too much to write everything. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that you should write Svarim and debate it and discuss it and then paskin the halacha. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to leave it up to the Chacham Shebechol Dar Vadar to decide what the halachos are. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim. But he wants everybody to take a look at Tosis Mipnei, top Tosis. Mipnei ma lo nichtavu. V'gam ba'alocha l'moshe misinai lo nitnu k'dei shelo yishtakhu. Yeah, why didn't all the Dini HaTorah write? Why should they all be halacha l'moshe misinai? Tosa says, since there's so many, then we're afraid they would forget them, and then we would get punished. Lo nitnu k'dei shelo yishtakhu. No, it means that it wasn't everything given Baal Peh. You had to have some stuff written down because it would help you not forget. So you need some stuff to be written down. Let's finish up over here. Says the Gemara, V'lag har be'yigiyas basar, Amar of Papa b'reidu avacha bar adem mishmeidu avacha b'ula, melamid shekal amalag al divri chachamim, anyone who makes fun of the words of the chacham, nidon b'tsoa rosachas. That does not sound like so much fun. He's going to be judged with a tsoa rosachas, heated excrement. Maskele Rava miksiv laag. Lahag ksiv. It's not making fun of, it's a different word. Ella, no, it means like kol hahoge bahen. If you learn the Divrei Torah, toim tam basar, you'll have a taste of meat. The story happened to Rabbi Akiva. He was in jail. And this rabbi, Rabbi Shua Garsi, was being mishamish him in jail. Every day they would give Rabbi Akiva a certain amount of water to drink and an amount of water to wash his hands before eating bread. I see you're giving him a lot of water, more than he needs to drink. Shema lachtor beis ha'asurim at the tzarch. Maybe he's planning an escape with the water. Shafach chetzian v'nasan le. He poured out half it. V'nasan chetz, gave him half the water. Kishabai, it's Rabbi Akiva, he saw the only half. Amalo, Yeshua, ein ata yodesh, zaken ani v'chaya etluin v'chayecha. Why are you giving me so little water? Sach lo kolos amori. Told him about the watchman who threw out half the water. Amalo, tein li maim she'etol yadi. I'm going to use the water to wash my hands and not to drink. Amalo, lishtos ein magin, lito yadecha magin. It's better to wash your hands with the water than to drink it. Amalo ma'ase, shechayavin aleihen misa. If I don't wash my hands, which is a din derabanan, I'll be chayav misa. Mutav amos misas atzmi, v'lo ever das chaveri. Better I should die by not drinking water and not violate the words of the chachamim. Amru.
Rebbe, didn't we learn in a time of Milchama you don't need to wash your dime?
Oh, great kasha. Great kasha. Great. So he was machmir even more than that. Unbelievable. Yeah, the Mefarshim asked that kasha. Fantastic kasha. Somebody asked that kasha. I saw somebody asked that kasha. So in Taisvis. Toisvus, mutav almas misas atzmi, toisvus es mordechai's kasha. Afagav de perakam amrin abodvarm piturin bimachane richizas yadayim vikol shekain bimakum sakana and for toisvus machmir al atzmo haya. Wow, shkoyach mordechai. I knew I saw that somewhere. So mutav almas misas al das chaver. Amru lo tam klum achehevi lo Mayim v'notal yodav. K'shasham u'cham dav amu. Ma b'ziknuso kach. When Rabbi Kiva was old, he held himself this way. Halachas kama v'kama. When he was younger. U'ma b'beis ha'asurin kach. Shalo b'beis ha'asurin halachas kama v'kama. Amar yudam ha'shmol b'shah. Shetikin Shlomo Erevin. At the time that Shlomo HaMelech instituted the institution of Erevin, the carrying from one Rishas Yachah to another Rishas Yachah requires Eruvi Chatzeros. Unatilas Yadayim, and he also instituted Unatilas Yadayim. Yas Sabas Kovarma Biniim Chacham Libcha Yismach Libi Gamani. V'omer chacham mani v'simach libi v'ashiv v'chor fi dover. Darash Rava, ma'i dichsiv, l'cha dodi neitzei asaden al nina makfarim, nashkim ala kramim nira im parcha gefen pitachas madar, hei neitzei rimonim shametinus dodai loch. What does this mean? L'cha dodi neitzei asad amr knesu yol v'nei kodesh baruch hu. Ribono shalom, al t'dineni ki yoshvei krachim sheyesh ben gezel v'arayus v'shuas shav v'shuas sheker. V'neitzei asad de bovarech tamini chachamim, ashoi v'tamini chachamim, she'oskim b'tor mitoch adchak, nolina b'kfarim al-tukir b'kfarim ela b'koifrim, bovarech zara shel esav, she'shpatel and tova, you gave them good stuff, eim kafrim b'cha, they rejected you. Nashkima l'kram, elu batik knesios abatim midrashos, that people sit in rows like in Kerem B'Yavne. I'll show you the shuls and the batim edush. Nirem parcha gefen elu b'alei mikra, pitech asmat elu b'alei mishna, hei netzo rimonim elu b'alei gemara, shom etenes dodai lach, Arech kvodi v'gorali shevach banayu b'nosai. Like we spoke before, what a great zechus it is for Klal Yisrael that we are the ones who learn Torah and we keep the Torah. I am going to stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Rebbe, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Have a good day, Rebbe.